This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sound mind and body, we all are. It's the DJV program for Monday, the 5th of August. How do you do? Well, you're going to have a good day. We've had a tough time working our way through a lot of this news and conversation about the news, the events in Dayton and El Paso. And it seemed to me there was one other. Didn't I see something else going on somewhere else? I don't know. You look at these things and you wonder, what a disaster. And how do we recover from it? Time for some chat. Those are empty words as well, but maybe not. Maybe there are some people who are actually ready to do something about this. So, Jennifer, the president's going to speak later on today on these two things, or is it ancillary, talking about the issues in general that lead up to this?
No, this was a new speech that was announced yesterday. The president was coming back from New Jersey, and he said that he would address the nation this morning. That's what he's going to do. It's supposed to happen around 7 a.m. on the West Coast, 10 a.m. on the East Coast. The president tweeted this morning, "We cannot let those killed in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio die in vain. Likewise, for those so seriously wounded, we can never forget them and those many who came before them. Republicans and Democrats must come together and get strong background checks, perhaps marrying this legislation with desperately needed immigration reform. We must have something good, if not great, come out of these two tragic events." So the president expected to make that address in just a few hours from now. I think it's probably the right thing to do. The issue here is that you don't hear a president speak after every single one of these mass shootings, but because we had three this week, I mean, don't forget Gilroy was just a week ago when we were talking about the Garlic Festival. Now you've got that in conjunction with both Dayton and El Paso. If you're just waking up, El Paso had a shooting at a Walmart on Saturday morning. 20 people were killed, 26 were left injured. And then in Dayton, Ohio, Saturday evening, a man opened fire, killing his own sister and eight others, so nine victims total in Dayton, Ohio. The good news about Dayton is that they were able to stop the shooter. He only shot for like 22 seconds, I think.
Wow.
Because this was an area where there were a lot of police activity because it was a nightclub area. There were a lot of people out, and a little different than a Walmart on a Saturday in Texas as opposed to a place where people congregate in the evening hours and there's bars and stuff. So police were able to take him down relatively quickly. He still managed to kill a lot of people, don't get me wrong, but it could have been far worse in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday night.
Well, it just is this whole mindset, and it's frustrating. I'm one who doesn't want to talk about the same things in the same way all the time. That's the counterintuitive thinking for a lot of the radio stations that carry this program. It's the same issues talked about in the same way, often over and over and over again. It's like we're playing the same music over and over and over again. It's what people want to hear. Well, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to stand for the things that are responsible for these things. And people say, well, we can't really agree. You know, that's bunkum. We really can agree. There are a number of things we can agree on. One, mental health and its lack of focus on people who need help. It's dereliction of duty on the part of people who are in the mental health industry and people who know how to review, look at people, understand they have no right, no business owning a gun. Next, the guns themselves and what's available and what isn't available, or what is available and ought not to be available. There is no reason under any circumstance that anyone can convince me that AK-47s and rapid-fire rifles like that, semi-automatic, all that crap that's necessary for people to have.
Well, yeah, we talk about this guy being taken out within a matter of, 20, 30 seconds, and he was still able to kill nine people before that. Yep. I think that goes to show just how dangerous they are.
And then the third thing is these violent video games and the pop-up in the discussion now of that, how they ought to be outlawed. Just plain and simple, outlaw them. There's no reason for them. You can say, well, there's no reason for a lot of things. There's no reason everybody has to own an automobile. Well, come on. Let's use some common sense. Think about what the mental health issues are here. Maybe number one or number three are somehow or other coordinated. This is not civilized. We talk about living in a civilized society. This isn't civilized. Mm-mm. There's nothing about it that's civilized. It's the antithesis of being a civilized society. It's like mayhem. It's like madness. It's like we have no rules. None. Zero. We have to pay attention to the rules. Well, I'm getting a gun and I'm going to kill people I don't like.
Right. And, you know, the video game thing, you know, we've been saying that on this show for a while now. If you're a parent or a grandparent, take a look at what games your kids or grandkids have. Just take a look at them. Be informed as a parent. Because I think that there is a direct correlation between the violence that kids are growing up seeing on these video games, the objectification
of women. Well, movies as well.
And that's true. I mean, movies are definitely more violent than they used to be, for sure. But yeah. I think the video games where you're not just passively watching a movie. In the video games, you are actively killing people. It alters the brain. It does. And right. So that's one thing. But, you know, I mean, are we going to become a
hip-hop
society
music,
of shut-ins?
Does that do? Then people will say, well, what are we going to do? We're going to shut down music, certain things that advocate violence and music. That kind of stuff.
And that's why it's the ugliest and hardest one to talk about, but that's why I always go back to figuring out how we deal with mental illness in this country. I think we are so afraid of violating the code of political correctness and the code of, you know, we don't want to call people names. We want to say, okay. I'm not advocating for calling people names or for over medicating. But you know what? When people know that someone is off, you know that someone is off. I guarantee you, I can watch a scary, horrible, violent movie and not go out and kill someone. I can own an automatic rifle and not go out and kill someone. I can listen to President Trump and Elizabeth Warren and not go out and kill someone. But there are other people who can't do that. And those are the people we need to identify in society. We need to stop worrying so much about offending those people. Psychologists, people, algorithms online with social media, the school system, people's parents, neighbors, everybody's so damn afraid of offending everybody that it's like...
The school system is...
It's ridiculous.
The whole public school system in this country has gone completely amok.
If your child has a rape list, my God...
Right. Yeah. Didn't even deny it. The school officials, he was written on the bathroom wall. Why wasn't he immediately forced into counseling with a school psychologist? Why wasn't he immediately treated?
And maybe he was, and then maybe they threw medication at him, and then they thought the problem was solved. That to me is so frustrating because it is the hardest piece of this, and because I am a freedom lover, it is hard for me to even say the words that we need to reinvestigate mental institutions.
Right. Let's think about this for a second. 20% of millennials claim they have no friends. What do they do? How do they live their lives? What do they spend their time doing?
Computers.
Online.
Video games.
Life for themselves that's fake.
Stuff. Yep.
Yeah. It's all fake. Fake, 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 fake. Speaking of that.
Until it becomes too real.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens, and that's the end result of being
moment.
Isolated, and that's what it is.
I would like to talk to Victoria and to Jennifer about whether the men in their lives have always known how much money they have. When you got together, did you tell them, I want to explore money and relationships in a matter of moments. Get away from the cesspool of all this other stuff that we're talking about. Let's get an adjustment, shall we? How about an adjustment as to how to have a great night's rest? Every time I go through all of the things that are being offered by MyPillow at MyPillow.com, people say, well, what's the deal right now? What's the special? Well, there are always deals on pillows, always deals on mattress toppers, always deal on pillowcases and the matching sheets that go with them. That Giza cotton, man, is that fabulous to wake up to. I just love. A lady cleans my house, was in the house the other day getting ready, cleaning up the house before the kids got here, and we were talking about changing the sheets on the bed. She can tell the difference. The MyPillow sheets, you can feel that Giza. She said, "Which do you want on the bed?" I said, "I want these because they're the most comfortable." And then she looked at me and said, well, do you have more of them? I said, no, but I'm going to get some more. Because we were talking about what, we were actually chatting with this lady from Brazil who has a cleaning business. Most everybody around here that does cleaning are Brazilians. And she has a real thick accent. So she said, well, what do you want? I looked at her. I said, I want somebody to come to my house every day and change the sheets on my bed. I want my sheets ironed, and I want fresh sheets on my bed. That's all I want. Give me fresh sheets every day, and it's fabulous. I mean, think about it really and truly. At the end of the day, when you, if you're a physical like I am, and you get to the point where you can hardly wait to get out of the shower and get into bed, and that's the way I felt almost every night this summer, just ready to climb in, and in 30 seconds, you're out. One of the ways that you can go to sleep very easily is to be comfortable in those sheets. So you want to have fabulous rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Start with the Giza sheets. You can get a fabulous discount with a DJB code. That's and there are all kinds of other enhancements. You look at all the things that are there. But start with those sheets at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for deep discounts. MyPillow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer is... Jeff know all about your finances. Have you always told him the truth?
Oh, he does now. We're like, we're way into it now. So, like, I know all of his stuff. He knows all of my stuff.
Did you?
But he got me. No, he got me. He got me.
He did.
He had a little. I mean, I knew he had some debt because he had student loan debt and stuff. I guess I just wasn't quite aware.
He still has student loan debt?
From his master's.
Woo.
Oh. Yeah, because he just did his master's not so long ago.
Oh, okay.
In business administration from, whatever. So, and he went to USC. So it's, he's got some student debt. And I didn't know about the depths of it, actually.
All right, so what about Lewis? You got all the, you have the complete picture with him?
We've been married for 2 years, so yes, now we know everything. I didn't know everything in the beginning. Wish I'd known how much credit card debt he had.
See? Yeah. They pop it on you, I'm telling you. And it's always the men. The men are the ones who kind of go, I have a little debt.
Right. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Just a little round-robin conversation about a common problem. What's your debt? Should be a game show. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To know. Huh. Stapleton, who is joined her on this song, Tell Me When It's Over. It's from the upcoming album, Threads. This song follows a number of all-star collaborations off of Threads, which Crow says will be her last album. Why?
I think she's going to, this is her last full album. I think she said from now on she'll probably just do individual tracks and then just release them as singles.
Okay.
Maybe. Which is too bad, because to me, this is the best album she's ever done. I love every song so far.
This reminds me very much of, like, really early Sheryl Crow, and I love that stuff. Like, My Favorite Mistake and All I Want to Do, and I love the rockier side of Sheryl Crow.
All I Want to Do. That's a great song. And I know she did actually sit in a joint on Santa Monica Boulevard and wrote the song while she's sitting there watching what's going on.
She mentioned Santa Monica Boulevard, right?
Yeah.
In the song?
Yeah. So Jason Isbell appears on the Bob Dylan cover, Everything Is Broken. Crow revisits her song Redemption Day, mixing it with Johnny Cash's version. Stevie Nicks and Maren Morris join up on Prove You Wrong.
Another great song.
Cut from the album Threads. Crow performed at last week's Newport Folk Festival, headed up her own set with James Taylor showing up, surprised a lot of people. Also singing with Maren Morris and Brandi Carlile for take on If It Makes You Happy. That would be good to have those voices together. Crow's Threads, set to be released at the end of this month, includes collaborations with Keith Richards, Joe Walsh, and Chris Christopherson. Now, there's an eclectic mix. of characters from the music world, isn't it, huh? It's the
DJV
program.
We haven't heard those singles yet. That'll be good.
No, it'll be good to hear them, yep. I'm sure we'll hear them here. You'll hear them here first. Music is an important part of our lives, so every hour on the program, we certainly spend time, a couple of stories in this portion of the hour on the program. Brentley Gilbert, not a name I'm familiar with, has announced that his forthcoming album, Fire and Brimstone, being released in October. This marks his first album in 3 years, following The Devil Don't Sleep. New LP features Lindsay L., Colt Ford, Jamie Johnson, Allison Krauss, and Lucas and Willie Nelson. Bad Boy, latest single. Is that what we're listening to here, Karen? All 15 tracks on the album written and co-written by the by Brantley Gilbert, who comes from Georgia. Focus on being a father and a husband. So that's a good draw, isn't it?
I'm interested to hear the Lucas and Willie Nelson contribution.
Yeah.
Because I'm like really getting into Lucas Nelson's music. He's great. Yeah.
Willie seems to have come back a little bit.
Yes.
His voice seems to be a little stronger than it has the last couple of years. Interesting how it shows up when we have Farm Aid, which is next month. All right, 28 after the hour, you're listening to the Daily DJV program.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two mass shootings within hours of each other on Saturday, President Trump's ordered flags be lowered to half staff. And he'll address the nation about the shootings at 10 o'clock Eastern Time today. Trump said yesterday the nation shares in the pain and suffering of those affected, and he condemned the hateful and cowardly acts in El Paso, where a gunman killed 20 and is now in custody, and in Dayton, Ohio, where a gunman killed 9 before he was killed by police. The Dayton police chief says,
any suggestion at this time of motive would be irresponsible. We do not have sufficient information to answer the question everyone wants to know. Why?
The 21-year-old suspect in the El Paso shootings is believed a white supremacist. They're calling it an act of domestic terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Kind of taken back this morning,
Monday the 5th of August, by
all of the focus on domestic terror now. It is a menace, no question about that. Maybe that's not even a strong enough word for it. But other things are going on in the world, and so I'm going to go through a couple of names in the news here. But first, let's start with another name.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the status of Olivia Newton-John. I always love saying her name, Olivia Newton-John, who's been going through cancer for the second time around. I think once you get it, it's almost impossible for you can say you've licked it, you've cured it, or you've whatever is the verbiage that's used, but you don't really. We all have cancer in our body to begin with. It's just whether or not the free radicals get together, depending on what you eat, what you drink, how you live, the stress in your life, all of that stuff, your DNA, what your body has inherited from the people that put you on the planet, all that kind of stuff. But she's been a great model, I think, from my perspective anyway, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
in terms of dealing with it in a public and private way.
Yep, she has. And so she is in the news now because she is 70 years old, and she's
wow.
teamed up.
Is
yeah, she looks amazing. Yep, she looks incredible. She's beautiful. And so she has teamed up with Dancers Against Cancer. And that's an organization that's raised more than $2 million for dance instructors, choreographers, and their families who have been impacted by cancer. And so she just filmed a public service announcement for the campaign. And while she was on the set, there were some reporters there. And so, of course, everyone wants to know how she's doing with her own battle. And she said, I'm doing well. I'm thriving. And she said, I give you my word. I'm actually doing okay. And then she, of course, last September revealed that she was battling breast cancer for the third time. And so she said, my cancer journey started in 1992. I went through surgery and chemotherapy. She said, I was lucky enough to have yoga and massage and homeopathy and meditation. And she said, and then I had a spell of years where I was okay. And she said, now I have metastases. Is that what metastatic breast cancer is, when you see those ads for one of the drugs?
Yep.
So is that's really bad, right? Is that stage four? Or
yeah, it's not good.
Well, she seems to be okay for right now, and she said she stays active and she eats well, and I think she's kind of always been a healthy eater. And
right, she's on a macro diet, at least she was partially through all this, which is a way to handle it. What you put in your body, you are what you eat. What you put in and how it nourishes you. It's really, I mean, that's the bottom line. What you are eating, what you're exposed to, how you live your life, stress, it's all
of that,
yeah.
And I think it's important that she mentions yoga and massage and meditation. Those things all really, I think, kind of get overlooked by the traditional medical community. And I think that's a mistake to overlook the power of those things.
My niece Amanda on Thursday of last week had a double mastectomy, a 12-hour operation, using the fat from her body to reconstruct her breast. They did it all at once. And she was knocked for a loop, man. Megan and I are going to go in and see her. My sister and Megan and I are going to go in and see her tomorrow for a little bit. She always had a good sense of humor, but it's got to be. And she was, the thing that really kind of stinks about it is that she was getting married next month and had to call it off and put it off until November. And the way she handled it, she's got a good sense of humor. She's a body, B-A-W-D-Y kid. And very outspoken. She worked for me for 3 or 4 years on the farm. A good kid.
Well, having a positive attitude is important too.
Put Megan and if you put the two of them next to each other, you think they were sisters. They have that sort of Stefan face. You know how family you get the sort of genetic thing. And
well, I always said Miles looks like you. He's got red hair, but his face to me looks like you. Yeah. So there's a strong connection there.
Yeah, right. Other names in the news, the former governor of Puerto Rico, this is something you've been following carefully and closely, Victoria, Ricardo Rosello, I think is how you pronounce his name, is being run out of office, as well he ought to be. So he's handpicked a guy named Pedro Pierluisi, is that how you pronounce his name? Used to be sort of the congressman. They don't have voting power, but they do have a congressman. He's going to be the next Secretary of State in Puerto Rico. The nomination will be confirmed, I'm guessing. I'm looking around at some of these characters. He will be he's a corporate lawyer. He worked for a lot of utility companies, including a coal-fired plant that polluted the groundwater there. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm not sure this guy's any better than the guy that's there.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of looks like
he's temporary, though. I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't
there
think
has to
he's...
be an election.
Right, right.
Yeah, but in the meantime, because Rosello has to go, he puts one of his flunkies in, and he'll still be this guy will be a puppet to Rosello, and Rosello behind the scenes will be running things. That's the way I read it. You read it differently? See the same thing?
It's unfortunate because, 500,000 Puerto Ricans basically rioted to get that governor to resign. Yeah. Right. And it kind of makes me feel like we should all have a little bit more of that in us when our elected officials are completely letting us down.
Like,
and if we're not feeling like they are right now, and they have been doing since, what was it? I read that stat off the air. We were talking about the assault weapon ban that happened happened in 94 that Clinton put into action, and when that happened, mass shootings dropped by 43%. In 2004, George Bush undid the ban on assault weapons, and mass shootings since then have gone up 230%. So right there, there's a stat right there. It obviously works. So and if people don't want to act because they're afraid of the NRA or they're afraid of lobbyists or afraid of taking money out of their own pocket, we should all riot just like they did in Puerto Rico, and maybe that's how we can affect change. I don't know. It's very frustrating.
Next name in news is Clavinio da Silva. Probably not a household name. Rather clever. This is the leader of the largest gang in Brazil. He's been in jail. His 19-year-old daughter came to visit him. And instead of her leaving the cell, he left the cell dressed as her. He put on a silicone mask and a wig and glasses and attempted to flee the jail disguised as his daughter. Did get out the main door, and then somehow or other somebody saw the daughter and said, "Wait a minute!" So they chased him down and got him back again. But that's the first time. That sounds like an El Chapo kind of a deal.
It does.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Sounds like someone read Harry Potter, because there's specifically, and I think the third book, a son comes and does a switcheroo with his father in one of the jails. So
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they got it from that book, right?
Cool. I'm sure they're readers of that book. Some sports news, combo news. Navy football team changing its motto for the upcoming season after being questioned whether it was insensitive after, last year's deadly all of the shootings. Navy seniors selected Load the Clip as the motto for the season, but have now replaced it with Win the Day. You remember what happened in Annapolis last year, and, you know, again, this stuff is going on. It's all too familiar a scene here. By the way, the Navy opens up their season against FCS. Holy Cross opens up the season on the 31st of August. We're talking about football already.
Yep.
And so it was interesting to see that Tom Brady agreed to a new contract that will carry him through. How old is he now? 41? How old is he?
I think he's 41, right?
41, yeah. So he signed on to be with the Patriots at least until he's 45. So,
well, he's been saying all along that he wanted to play until he was 45. So,
He got his wish. Cliff Branch, one of the Raiders' career-leading wide receivers, won 3 Super Bowls in 14 seasons, died at the age of 71. He was in Bullhead City, Arizona. Said the police say initial investigation revealed no foul play. One of the people on the team said he touched the lives of generations of Raiders fans. His loss leaves an eternal void for the Raiders family, but his kindness and loving nature will be fondly remembered. He was on the Oakland and Los Angeles teams from 72 to 85, all pro 3 seasons. Was in 4 Pro Bowls. Won the Super Bowl 76, 80, 83. He was a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2004 and 2010. It's more. I'm betting. I don't like to bet on things like this, but I'm saying that this guy's death had something to do with how he lived his life and what went on the football field. But he did make it to 71, which is longer than a lot of these guys do. And the other item here that I thought was interesting, ladies, the Oakland A's announced the signing of 23-year-old pitcher who hasn't played since he was in high school. Christian Patterson got the job by throwing fastballs at a Colorado Rockies game on the speed gun. You see this, 96 miles an hour? And so news and the video spread around the baseball world. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, he signs his name to a professional contract. How about that?
Yeah, that's a great story.
Isn't it, though, huh?
Yeah.
His journey, Major League Baseball says his journey began last August at the Nashville Sounds game. They were AAA affiliate. He hit 96 on the radar gun at a speech pitch, which surprised him because he hadn't thrown for a few years. Wow, that's pretty amazing. No practice at all. He just gets the ball and he's it.
Yep.
So he was scouted and went to training camp, and bingo. He was hit by a car and had surgery on his throwing wrist in December, but apparently he's okay, right? It looks like he is.
Yeah. It's quite a story. I think it was either his girlfriend or his sister filming. I saw the video of him throwing the fastballs.
Yeah.
And so whoever filmed it, that he literally has a career to thank that person for. That's the power of social media.
That's the benefit. There's a beneficial thing that came out of social media. Here's something else. If you go on social media and go to the Calitran website, which is toploss.com, if you put Calitran, Calotren, in, you'll see all kinds of celebrities who talk about weight loss and how they use Calitran to trim down. They don't take, this is, I suppose, yeah, it's a program. It starts with a capsule, and you put the capsule, three or four of them, in your mouth when you're ready to go to bed, and it works. It's magic during the night because the main ingredient is collagen. Collagen is 30% of the protein in your body. It jumpstarts your body, replacing cells and stuff. And in doing that, it promotes healthy lean muscle and weight loss, getting rid of the fat. There's so many people who have taken advantage of the various deals since we've started talking about Calitran, which was a couple of years ago. Here's somebody in Texas listening. I started Calitran to get a jump start on my health goals, lost 30 pounds, which has motivated me to keep me going. And that's what he does, and that's what you do. It is a program that you stay on to keep the weight off. It's fairly easy to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off? That's what the Calitran program is all about. Get more info. Start with a 4-month supply, $20 off that supply, and free shipping using the code DJV. Yep. Check the box for DJV. Order at toploss.com. That's Calitran. And the official website, go to it now and order it while you're thinking about it, while I've done a good job convincing you this is the program to use. It's all natural. Toploss.com. Buy it with confidence. Check the box for DJV for the best discounts.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guy Chuck Curry, responsible for suggesting we use the music from The Stand to start off our movie moment segment for this Monday morning, the 5th of August. So I don't even remember this movie. What was The Stand about Chucker?
It was a 1994 miniseries based on a great Stephen King long novel. It's an end of the world story. I thought it was one of the best mini, certainly one of the best miniseries of that decade. It starred Gary Sinise, Molly Ringwald, and Rob Lowe. It still holds up, I think, beautifully to this day. And the reason we play that is CBS All Access is going to do a remake of that miniseries. James Marsden, who currently in the show Westworld, he's going to star. He's going to play this role of Stu Redman, the Gary Sinise role. Amber Heard's going to co-star. And I believe, I don't know if it's official, but from what I've heard, Whoopi Goldberg is attached to play the Mother Abigail role, which is a really great character played by actress Ruby Dee in the original miniseries back in 94. The question is, on CBS All Access, who's actually going to see it? They're going to put a lot of money into this. It's a long story.
Here's the model. Yeah. What they've done they're putting a lot of money and time into shows there, and they're getting, they want to make it something like Netflix and Amazon and create really good shows, and then they play them a couple of years later on television. But if you want to watch them now, you pay a little access. That's why they call it all access fee. And they have some very good product there. The Good Fight is something with Christine. But then now they're playing the first season now on CBS on Sunday night.
I saw that. Very
good show. My son is one of the contributing writers to a new show called Women Who Kill that's been promoted. You see what they do? They're promoting it heavily on the network. They're promoting Women Who Kill. They're promoting the Good Fight. These
they're
shows
promoting Women That Kill?
Yes. Women That Kill. That's
I know.
Right. Anyway, so that's the all-access model. Seems to be working for them because they have a lot of subscribers, I'm told, by my son.
And I got to tell you, I think the miniseries used to be a great format for storytelling. If you look if you remember these in the 70s, Rich Man Poor Man, first thing Nick Nolte ever did with Peter Strauss, loved that. Yeah. Roots, maybe the most iconic miniseries of all time. Winds of War, NBC did
Robert
one
Mitchum.
Of course with Chris Weaver, I thought was excellent. It's a very good format. So I have faith they're going to do this really good. The Stand's a great source material. I like the cast. I think they'll do it justice. Like I said, how many people will ultimately discover it will have to be seen. But it is a library. I agree with you. They're going to build up product and inventory, and eventually people will get a chance to watch this stuff.
All right. I'm looking at Hobbs and Shaw already, all kinds of things floating around. The director addressing a stomach-churning rumor. They also have apparently put a bunch of A-list cameos into the movie. Did you see it?
I did not see it. It did open number one, $60 million. Well, I hear it scored very well in the exit survey. I think it did an A-, which is really good. $60 million, $180 million worldwide. From what I read, industry sources say the film cost $200 million to produce, another $100 million to market, which means it has to do around $800 million worldwide to break even. It'll do that, and then it'll make its profit.
Let me check your math here. If it costs them $300 million to make it or promote it, why do they have to do $800 million? Why, if they make $300 million, then they've evened it up, right?
Not right. Well, let's do simple logic. You go to a movie theater, right?
Yeah.
You pay, let's say you pay hypothetically. I know you sneak into most movies, but let's say the average person. No, seriously. Yeah. But the average person pays $10 a ticket, right? The theater got to get some money, right? So the theater gets 50%, right? And the studio gets 50%. And then probably a couple of extraneous costs. So
this isn't just the take. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yep. So who else is in? Idris Elba shows up. Idris Elba.
He's a villain.
Ryan Reynolds shows up. Kevin Hart shows up.
Really? I didn't know this. Okay. Yeah. Pretty cool cameos.
Yeah. All right, quick. Who's on the rest of the list? What are the other movies?
Lion King number 2, $30,431,000 in 3 weeks. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, $20 million, $80 million in 2 weeks. Spider-Man, Far From Home, and Toy Story 4 round out the top five, Doug.
Good job, Chuck.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.